You know, thinking back, it was just about 12 years ago that this PR Newswire release came out and said Comerica Bank's relocating to Dallas from Detroit. And it was a glorious day because we had lost all of our banks due to the, you know, the banking crash down here and a bad oil market. And Comerica was the lead, and they became the Dallas Bank. And Ralph Babb is the guy who brought him here. And he was the CEO and chairman and president. Now he's executive chairman. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, as always, David.
So we welcomed you with palms. I would guess your exit from Detroit was probably not quite as easy.
No, our commitment, though, to Detroit, and that's where we were first started 170 years ago now. Yeah. And it's a great market for us. It's, as everyone knows, the kind of the center of the car industry, which is doing very well today, which is very good. And we have a big presence and always will have in Detroit and Michigan.
Every time we see a baseball game, we see your name.
Yes, Comerica Park.
And will for a long time to come, I gather.
Yes.
So tell me about this market. Is this the same market that it was 12 years ago that you wanted to get into? I guess it's a larger market.
It is a much larger market. It is amazing, as we were talking when you came in about this building and where we sit today. And if you looked out in the street on a weekend, it was not much activity. But today, if you look out on a weekend, it is amazing how many people live downtown and how vibrant it is. You can see people eating in the restaurants and everything, and it's really amazing how big it is today.
Of course, you guys are all over Texas. Well, you're all over the Southwest and out of California. But my sense is that Dallas is sort of a microcosm of what's going on here. It's not just oil. It's not just technology. It's not just manufacturing.
No.
It's a diversified base.
It is very diversified when you look at oil and gas, which is very important to Texas, but it's about 15% of GDP today. And when you look at the diversity that's here, it is amazing, and it's amazing resiliency that the Metroplex and Texas have. And that's the reason I think that you see so many people moving to Texas, especially in the beginnings of their lives.
Can a small business turn into a medium-sized business, and a medium-sized business turn into a large business here as easily as it used to?
I think it can, because of the growth that's here. And when you look at the Metroplex, especially, it is amazing how big it is today, how many people it is today. And, you know, the businesses then, whether they be retail or different tech businesses and so forth, it's a real draw because of that.
And your loan demand, I was just looking at the last quarter that came out a couple of weeks ago. It looked like your loan demand is high. That's got to be a reflection of confidence, I guess. Have the confidence to go out and borrow money. Of course, your confidence to loan it.
Well, it is. And we've seen average loans grow in the last quarter. It was a very solid quarter for us. And I think that's an indication that things are starting to pick up and growth is starting to happen again, more so than it was before. But when you look at the amount of jobs, as an example, that's being created in Texas here, it is amazing in a very short period of time.
So as you look at your swath, I mean, you're a super regional bank going from Detroit down through Texas and ending up in California. Are you seeing uniform growth?
You know, it's a little different, and that's part of the unique franchise that we have. When you take Michigan and Texas and California, and the board many years ago, and I was not there, had a great focus on diversification and picked Texas and California and moved operations there to start to grow. And now we've got that balance, which is very unique and is very important when you have things in one state really booming and the other states may be a little more steady, and then that turns around. And when you look at it, and it's almost getting to be kind of a, I call it a third, a third, a third. It's not quite that way by numbers, but it's an amazing balance with an amazing diversification of customer base.
You know, the one thing I've seen from looking around here over the last several decades is it seems like we've gone from underbanked to almost overbanked. There are banks whose names I've never seen before in my life that are showing up here, and in some cases in corner locations.
Well, you know, when you're a bank, you're looking for growth, and you're looking for those areas where growth and where you think long-term growth will be. And as we've been talking, certainly Texas is one of those. And when you look at the two biggest economies in the country right now, it's California and Texas.
You've grown by acquisition, and you know, fairly recently too. There seem to be more going on. I see it was a BB&T and SunTrust, I guess, have a big one that is pending. Are we getting ready to go through another period of consolidation in your industry, do you know?
I don't know whether it'll be any different than it has been for a long time. We've been very focused on internal growth because we have a very talented team with a lot of experience. And for us, an acquisition has to fit, and it has to have the same culture and move forward very quickly. And Sterling here, that we did after we got here, is been a very good fit. Great culture, great people, and that's worked very well. And we've done basically, and I laugh a little bit about it, but about two acquisitions in the last 20 years. One was in California, which gave us Southern California, much like Sterling did with our positioning in Houston and San Antonio and Kerrville.
All right. Well, so you're not hanging them up. You're the executive chairman. Curtis Farmer's come in as the CEO. So tell me about your roles and what's the next step for Comerica?
Well, I think it's steady as she goes. Like we were talking about, we've got a very good agenda in place and plan, and we've got talented people and the right people in the various areas, and we've got some very unique businesses across our footprint as well. So we've got a lot of strength, and I think there's going to be a lot of growth in the future.
Well, it's been a good run. It's been fun having you here. I remember our first meeting when you were here before the bank came. Remember the announcement that you were going to take over the old In Place or Momentum Place location. We look forward to some more. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be with you as always, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.